You mentioned the hypertension. Any data to suggest that maybe it might be like the rash and EGFR inhibitors that might predict response?
There is an association with better outcome in people who become hypertensive, and that was seen in some other anti-VEGF agents other than bevacizumab and other diseases. What that means is unclear to me. As I said, I frequently rely on Lee Ellis at MD Anderson to sort of explain clinician to clinician what the associations could be. It could very well be that the same things that cause hypertension are the same that cause increased tumor permeability and therefore increased drug delivery, so that the vascular, it's not a specific anti-tumor effect as it is a mark of a better drug delivery system, if you will. So that could be one correlation. Whether one needs to push the drug to hypertension or, as one is doing in some studies with cetuximab, of pushing to rash, or erlotinib of pushing to rash, is unclear. Is it native to the host that rashers and hypertensives are better than not, or is it increasing the drug to that point important? I don't know.